In Northwest news from KPLU, Seattle Reign goalie Hope Solo is pulling back the curtain to reveal some significant problems within the National Women's Soccer League. It is the topic of this week's conversation between sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Hope Solo is heading to her fourth Olympics. She's well known here because she was born in Washington State. She graduated from the University of Washington, and she plays for the Seattle Reign FC. And she's become one of the most prominent figures in women's sports. And after she and her Seattle Reign teammates were forced to play on an unacceptable field in New York last weekend, Hope Solo let the world know about it on her blog. Art, give us the lowlights.
Well, it was really something. I mean, Hope has always been a figure of controversy. She speaks her mind. She does a lot of things that are unconventional. And she also has a pending domestic violence charge with a fight she had with her family in Kirkland that remains unresolved. And the Olympics have selected her. So that's another controversy. But in this case, Hope Solo, I think, did a great service by unloading on the National Women's Soccer League for the atrocious conditions in that sport. Specifically, on Sunday in Rochester, New York, the game that was played was on a minor league baseball field that was completely too small for a soccer pitch because their regular stadium was being occupied by a concert. This field is 58 yards wide, 12 yards narrower, and the photo of that field went around the world, got viral very quickly. No one who knows sports would think that that was acceptable. I mean, you're not going to have a 60-foot basketball floor. You're not going to have a 75-yard football field.
Right.
There are standards, and you can't violate those standards, or it isn't the same game. And she nailed it, but it was a great jumping-off point for her screed.
Right, and her complaints didn't stop there. She went on to name a long list of problems within the National Women's Soccer League.
Yeah, the things that were most shocking in her blog were about health and safety, inadequate, unsanitary bathrooms and training tables, and no security around the field. There were times when she played on a turf field that was so hot it melted her sneakers. It's just astonishing how bad this was, and I think that's the kind of clarion call that would be needed for the sport.
So it's still a fairly new organization, but what do you think the problems are and how do you think they can be fixed?
Well, every sports league has startup problems, and this league has only been around for a few years, and some of this is sort of kind of expected, but not when health and safety are at issue. What's happening simply is that this is an entertainment business and consumers aren't spending the dollars to generate the revenues to get to a mandatory minimum. In my view, it has to be individual philanthropy by people who are passionate about women's soccer and want to make a statement that this is here to stay. And that would include commercial advertisers who would say, we're not worried about return on investment. We want to be behind this project. And it would be nice to say that they should follow the NBA model, where the NBA model subsidizes the WNBA. The MLS, the men's league that the Sounders are in, isn't making money. The league overall is losing millions and millions of dollars. So they're not about to take on another project to lose more money. So it's got to come from sponsors. It's got to come from individuals. And specifically, the owners of these teams have to agree to fund more things to make sure it's a mandatory minimum for safety and health. And it could be that Hope Solo, despite all her controversies in her career, has really done a great thing for soccer specifically and maybe women's sports in general.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats and a link to Hope Solo's blog at our website, kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.